You're on to SCR Breakfast here on 107.3. Tess here with you this morning, keeping you company. Hope your Friday is shaping up really, really well. Now, teacher burnout, from the after-hours work involved in lesson planning to the emotional toll of not just being a teacher but a counsellor, nurse and role model to their students, Australia's teachers are burning out. Numbers from the Australian Bureau of Statistics suggest that 30% of Australian teachers are likely to quit within the first 5 years. So is there a risk of a teacher shortage? On the line now, we have New South Wales Teachers Federation President Maurie Mulhern here to talk to us this morning. Maurie, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
So there is a lot of pressures on teachers these days. Could you run us through some of the pressures that teachers do face?
Sure, but I do have to correct that figure of 30%. I've seen that in numerous media commentary over the last few months, and it's in New South Wales, for instance, in the public system, it's simply not true. The attrition rate has been stable for over a decade, and teachers resigning in their first year is less than 3%, and it's actually dropping. And for all separations from the New South Wales Department, that's retirements and deaths and dismissals and medical retirements, it's about 4.5%. It's a good statistic, because I think a lot of parents kind of panic when they think, you know, a third of the teachers are leaving. It's simply not true. We've got a retention rate of about 98%.
Oh, that's definitely better news. Sorry about that.
No. It's an easy figure to keep repeating, because it's some pretty reliable news services are saying it. I think it's because in England and other places, and possibly other parts of Australia, it is very high. But in New South Wales, it's pretty stable. But teaching, of course, that doesn't detract from your main point, of course, is that teaching is a very demanding occupation. It requires a lot of psychological, emotional and intellectual strength, physical strength as well. It's a young person's job, really, to do it well. High energy, high rates of kind of emotional contact with the job. So, and I think, yeah, it's not an easy job to do, and not everyone is suited to do it.
And so just before I was talking to my mum, my beautiful mum, she's a teacher, I sent her a text and I said, hey, I'm going to be having a chat about teacher burnout really soon. Do you have any stories, any sort of anecdotes you want to throw my way? Fully expecting a story about, you know, oh, so many nights I stayed up marking, something like that. She's come back, my biggest stress was dealing with parents who wanted to see their children but had court orders against them. Hiding children in cupboards, also sending kids home to abusive households, had me stressed very often. I can't even imagine, you know, it's a side that I suppose if you're not a teacher, you wouldn't even really know exists.
Look, it's absolutely, and you will know, of course, that teachers are mandatory reporters. And we have to be alert. It's a very serious issue. We have to be alert for any signs of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological abuse of children. And we have to be, and it's not a case of saying, well, I missed it, I didn't quite notice. We're mandatory reporters. It means that we have to report that. And it's usually done through the principal, who would be ringing the family community services and reporting. And it is very, you know, the issue that your mum talked about, yes, that's a very stressful issue. Teachers are dealing with that on a weekly basis in different schools. It's not just in disadvantaged areas. It's kind of across the board when families break down and children are often caught in the middle and there's family law court orders. The issue of parents who are very difficult to deal with, who don't accept the role of teachers, who challenge teachers or challenge the school, that's very difficult, and but they can become very abusive. Excuse me, we've got also parents who suffer from their own mental illnesses or drug addiction, and that often is brought up to the school and makes it very difficult for staff to deal with. So your mother's quite right to say that that's one of the stressors of teaching, but not the only one, of course.
So what impact does teachers burning out have on schools as a whole?
Look, I think what's happened at the moment, we've done a survey, the University of Sydney, we commissioned a survey, might be more accurate, we commissioned a survey from the University of Sydney to look into the whole nature of teachers' work and workload and the changing nature of teachers' work. We've got 60,000 members of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, and we had and each survey took about 30 to 40 minutes to complete. We had over 18,000, that's about a third of the membership, completed that survey, which is just extraordinary. We were expecting maybe 3,000 or 4,000. We had no idea that we'd get over 18,000. So that's provided a really rich set of data that these researchers can use. And they're kind of saying that what's happened is that the role of teaching has changed. As governments withdraw support from schools and withdraw funding, more and more of the burden is put onto teachers in the form of work that should ordinarily be done by public servants within the department. So that kind of work around payroll and around leave and around assets management, all the things that are extraneous to teaching, is now being forced down onto schools. So that's an additional burden they have. Then there's all the fuss to do with NAPLAN and assessment, where they've got syllabuses to teach, but you've got NAPLAN that has no relationship to the syllabus, and there's all this emphasis that people place on them having to prepare kids for NAPLAN and create data. Data that they know is pretty useless, it's not particularly important, but there's this obligation to create mountains of this kind of these data sets around testing. That's putting pressure on teachers and taking the joy of teaching and the creativity of teaching away. So, I think we're at a moment now, I think we're at a watershed moment where the teaching profession really is going to fight back. We want to regain control of our working lives because we know how to assess kids, we know what's right for kids, we know how to teach, and we need to have governments and politicians trust that we are best placed to make those kinds of decisions.
And when it does come to this fighting back, how are we planning on going about this? How do we move forward and, you know, hopefully stop some of the situations we've seen with teacher burnout?
Well, we've been very, very successful to date in running a funding campaign where we've made the issue of additional resources are needed for those schools that are doing the heavy lifting in some very disadvantaged areas of the state and the country. And we've made that case out. I think we've won the intellectual argument on that. It's now a matter of governments now stumping up with the money. On the other issue, of course, we've got state and federal elections. These will be important election issues, particularly with the in New South Wales, the state election that will be happening next March. We'll be taking a set of proposals to the government and to the opposition and minor parties saying you now need to get behind the teaching workforce. You need to rebuild support within the New South Wales Department, student welfare consultants around staff welfare, curriculum expertise. Don't leave schools and teachers isolated. Wrap support around schools. Connect schools with each other. Connect them to the centre. We can do this so much better with the economies of scale that a large system can generate, and that's what we need to do. So we'll be putting those kinds of ideas to government and to the opposition and hoping that we can have some political momentum created.
It is such an important issue. Maury, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That was Maury Mulheron, President of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, chatting to us this morning about teacher burnout.